You are listening to the 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast with host Sean Castrina.
I'm excited about today's podcast. I have a founder of a company. I have an author. I just think we're going to bring a lot of value to you today. I have Rusty Shelton with me today. He's the founder of Zilker Media. He has a new book coming out, The Authority Advantage, with the tagline I'll let him share. He spoke at Harvard at 23. Pretty impressive. All right, Rusty, it's great to have you on the podcast.
Sean, thanks for having me. Glad to be here.
Okay, so when did you know you were an entrepreneur? Or when did you know you wanted to be an entrepreneur, when you wanted to make this different path?
Well, I think I always knew I wanted to start my own business and work for myself. I did not know what that was going to be in until my 20s. So I did an internship while I was at University of Texas at a book PR firm in Austin. Loved the business, loved working with authors and thinkers, and spent the first 7 years of my career there. The last couple of years that I was there, I was talking myself out of jumping out and starting my own shop, and walked out the door from a Tim Ferriss presentation at South by Southwest Interactive. And that was my light bulb, and finally did it.
Yeah, Tim can do it. I mean, he's incredible. So tell me, what about Zilker Media? What made you start this company? What's great about this company that, you know, obviously made you, you know, jump off the cliff?
Sure. So my first agency was called Shelton Interactive, launched it in 2010. We got acquired in 2016. That was a business, Sean, that was focused entirely on, book marketing and promotion. So we launched 35 New York Times, Wall Street Journal bestsellers, really high-end kind of business nonfiction book launches. A lot of fun work, great culture, great team, really bad business model. And the reason why was because we would get hired by an author to launch their book. It would go really well. And at the end of the relationship, Sean, it was, hey, thanks, Rusty. We'll call you back in 2 years or in 3 years when my next book comes out, right? So business model was really set up to plateau. And so we were fortunate to get acquired by a strategic buyer, Forbes Books, who I am honored to still do some work with, and launched Zilker Media in 2017. And the idea around Zilker was, let's take all the stuff that we learned about building meaningful thought leadership for authors and speakers, and let's apply it to founders, to CEOs, to leaders of businesses that could be forever clients, assuming we're over delivering, which we've been fortunate enough to do a lot over the last few years. So that's really been the emphasis for Zilker, is let's take leaders, let's take entrepreneurs, and let's position them as thought leaders with something to teach rather than operators with something to sell.
I like that. I like that a lot. So now we come to your book, The Authority Advantage. I'm going to let you share the tagline. He shared it with me. It was long. I started writing it, and then I said, no, I'm going to let you share it. So share with us the book, the tagline, and why you wrote this, because you've written a couple books before this. But this is the newest.
Yeah. So the book's called The Authority Advantage, Building Thought Leadership Focused on Impact, Not Ego. The last two books that I wrote, Sean, were really kind of marketing books. So it was really thinking about how do you build thought leadership, tactical. This book for me was really more of a book focused on leaders themselves. And really what I think is the best and highest use of a leader today is building trust with an increasingly skeptical audience. And that's whether it's potential talent, potential customers, potential partners, stakeholders. And I find for a lot of leaders, when I even mention the phrase thought leadership or building authority, you know, their minds often immediately go to people that are doing it the wrong way, right? People that are building ego-driven, hey, look at me kind of brands. And really what I want to communicate to leaders through this book is the reason to do this, the reason to get more visible, is not because I want you to be the message. I want you to be the messenger. In other words, the speed to trust for your company is dramatically quicker when you're communicating versus the corporate brand. We know from a Gallup study that came out last summer, Sean, you probably saw this, trust in institutions and businesses is at an all-time low since they started doing the poll. It's at an all-time low. And so for those leaders, for those entrepreneurs that are listening to this or watching this that are still leading with the company, that audience doesn't trust your company anymore. And again, if you can build visibility the right way as somebody with something to teach, the speed to trust for you is much quicker. You can punch above your weight class doing it that way.
Yeah. And that is, speaking, that was a great book, Speed of Trust by Stephen R. M. Covey. Yep. I think I got it correct. It's Stephen Covey's son. But so your book, what do you think the mistake people make when they're trying to be an authority? We've all seen the, you know, the Instagram authority figures where they rent a car, take a picture, go in a jewelry store, take a picture with a watch that they're looking at, that can't afford to buy. You know, we know what that looks like. And then we know what people that generally do have authority. So what do you think the critical keys are to creating authority?
Well, I think that one of the challenges, Sean, for well-meaning servant leaders is when I talk about building authority, their minds go to the people you mentioned first, right? People that are sitting on the hood of a Rolls Royce, or people that are, you know, building this kind of, hey, look at me sort of brand. And to be crystal clear for your audience, when I talk about building authority, building thought leadership, that is the furthest thing from what I want you to do. I want you to really lean in to teach. And what I often tell entrepreneurs and leaders, Sean, is it's the stuff you're doing behind the scenes right now. It's the teaching you're doing with your team, with your customers, with your clients. And the limiting factor of that work that's being done right now is it's on a one-to-one or one-to-few basis. And so when you start to move that upstream at scale, whether it's with a podcast like this, whether it's with a column at Forbes, a book, whatever the format might be, when you focus in on making an impact, right? Mission-driven content, teaching people, what happens is you really start to deliver best and highest use for your business, which is you become an on-ramp to it. And so I think for a lot of leaders, when they hear, hey, build some thought leadership, build some authority, they think that I'm advocating, or they think generally people are advocating for doing it instead of the company. And in fact, it's not. It's out alongside the company. The analogy I like to use for this, the company is an interstate. It's a highway. We want as many of the right customers, the right team members on it as we can get. And modern servant leadership in many ways is about being an on-ramp to that highway, to that interstate. Because if I'm thinking about accepting that job or your business, or thinking about raising my hand to join your mastermind, et cetera, I'm going to lean a lot more into content that's coming from an individual leader, because I'm going to trust them a lot quicker than I am a company.
I agree with that, because I was thinking about it this morning. I was reaching back out to a client that was going to spend, you know, a significant amount of money with one of our companies. And he said, you know, Sean, he goes, you're different than anyone else I've talked to. Because I basically said to him in a nice way, like, our offer is off the table in 7 days. Not trying to pressure you, but I said that we've just learned statistically that either you do business with us, like our dog and pony show doesn't get any better 14 days from now. And that the longer we give you makes it a price-driven decision. And we've already eliminated ourselves from that. So the only decision you're making at this point is who do you think can do what you're asking them to do most effectively? And we know that's not a long decision with us. Right. And what we don't want to do is have you come back 6 weeks from now and say, hey, we'd love for you to take on this big project, when we've already given away that staffing and bandwidth. And so it was like blown away, but it repositioned us completely differently, because it was like, no,
absolutely.
I'm like, no, I know that there's very few people can do what it is you've asked us to do. And he's like, well, yeah, I haven't had a lot of people get back with me. And I said, you're not. I said, there's a lot of moving pieces in this. And I said, you have the potential of losing a lot of money. And I said, I don't even care what contract they give you. There's so many stipulations that are going to allow this to go higher. I said, what I try to do is just punch you in the face on the first meeting, prepare you for every worst case scenario, so that everything that happens will be better than what I shared with you. He was just like, he was just like blown away. But you're right. When you're an authority, as you're saying, I joke like Seinfeld, when you're the guy, and you can be the gal, whatever it is you want to be. But when people know, okay, in this area, this is the person I want on the phone. This is the person I want advice from. This is the person I want handling that. When you create that level of authority, it is a game changer for you and your company.
It absolutely is, Sean. And I think for a lot of the listeners and viewers here, one of the things I'd encourage them to look at is somebody's been referred to them. If they have your first name, last name, and they go looking for information, number one, can you be found? Sean, you and I are lucky enough. You've got a unique last name. I've got a unique first name. Yeah. We own search really easily around our names. If you've got entrepreneurs and leaders listening to this that have super common names, again, one of the things tactically that I want them to think about is like, does it make sense to change their name? Do you add a middle initial, a middle name to your brand name? The second thing would be, if I'm landing on a LinkedIn profile that looks like a resume from 3 years ago, if I'm landing on a bio page within a corporate website, you are a commodity, you're an operator, your position is somebody with something to sell. Instead, again, reposition yourself as somebody with something to teach. Lean into kind of the mission behind what you're doing. And the more visible a leader can be, the better they serve their organization.
I'm excited about your message because it is true. I keep kind of going back to just stuff literally recently and stuff that I'm involved in, because one was a very similar situation where we literally said to the person, hey, listen, we're going to pass on this job that you have, but we would be happy to just kind of consult from afar at no charge at these two critical intervals that we're very experienced with. And we were kind of like, you know what? I think maybe we can make life a little easier for you. And I'll allow my staff to take a 1 hour peek at these two critical things, just to make sure the team that you hire is where they should be. And that blew the person away. Like, I knew they were never going to pay us for what we needed.
Sure.
But I wanted to walk out of that meeting with them going, wow, I wish I could afford to hire them. Like, they're the ones I would like, they're the ones I want to hire.
Well, what I love about that approach too, Sean, is you basically empowered that person to become a great referral base for you over the next decade, right? With the value that you're giving them there. And what I find from a lot of people is if you can just lead with value, you're teaching, you're giving people something to talk about, whether you immediately get the client or not. And I think for a lot of leaders, this empowers them to get more active, because when this is really just about serving others, about teaching, about making an impact, number one, you're going to feel a lot better about doing it, because it's not about you. It's about you being the messenger, not the message. But the second thing is, the more people you serve through that, the more people that become on-ramps to your book, to your company, to the things that you do. So it's a win-win.
Now, I know people are going to buy your book, but we're going to extract some more information from you, because I know the more information I get out of you, actually, the more excited they get about buying your book. So if you had 2 minutes to just simply, you know, you're at an alumni event and somebody goes, hey, I'm getting ready to write a book, I'm getting ready to launch a book, or I'm getting ready to launch my company, how can I become an authority? Like, if you could give me, you know, we all kind of have shortcuts to everything we do. And I'd love to get a little bit of your few minutes of how they can become an authority. And I encourage you to read the book and learn all the things in between, people.
Well, thank you, Sean. And number one, tactically, would be discoverability, right? One of my favorite examples of this is David Meerman Scott, who wrote the foreword to the upcoming book, really well-known PR marketing author. His name's David Scott. And he recognized really early in his career, he was never going to own search around that name, added his middle name, and became a brand that he could fully own. Tactically, first question I want you to ask yourself, do you have a name that you can own? If it's super common, change it. Add a middle initial, add a middle name. If you are unlucky enough to share a unique name with an Olympian or an axe murderer from the 70s, do the same thing. If you don't own firstnamelastname.com, grab that. Again, tactically, those are important things. The second thing I think is really important, Sean, is what we call building a brand that's really focused in on authority by association. What leaders, what entrepreneurs have to keep in mind is, before I know you, right? If I've been referred to you, if I land on your website, your logo means nothing to me. Your picture, that headshot, means nothing to me if I don't know you yet. And it's amazing to me how many companies I see lead with stock photos, corporate logos, basic headshots that do nothing to build trust. The principle of authority by association is, find opportunities to associate yourself and your company with brands that already have an image in the minds of your audience. So tactically, what that means is, when I land on your website, I don't know your corporate logo. I do have an image in my mind for Forbes or for Inc. or for, you know, Fortune, whatever the logo might be. And so those media logos irrationally accelerate trust in a way that you cannot do with other visuals. On your LinkedIn profile, in that header area, the amount of people, Sean, that I see lead with, like, you know, a sunset picture from California or some generic corporate logo is unbelievable. give an image there that puts you in a setting that connotes authority. All right. I don't know, Sean, I do have an image in my mind for somebody that's on a stage like that next to a logo like that. And it positions you in an environment where you have something to teach. And so when you can do that and kind of walk a fine line with your brand, again, sort of the last thing I would mention here, Sean, I want the visuals to say what I don't want you to say about yourself. Top of his category, thought leader, main stage speaker, wrote the book on the topic, media personality. And then the flip side, the entirety of your content strategy, from your blog to your book to your podcast, is all mission-driven thought leadership. If you never take another step with me, I'm going to leave you better off as a result of having listened to this or read this. But as you know, Sean, your audience is not interested in listening to that or reading that until they recognize you're the guy to teach them on this topic. And that's why you got to do both sides of that coin. So anybody that's listening to this or watching this, you think about your corporate website, if it's littered with stock photos, if it doesn't have any authority by association, you are missing a massive opportunity to build trust before you get in a room with somebody.
Today was just a tremendous interview. Of course, I have Rusty Shelton with me here today. He's the author of The Authority Advantage, and we'll have all that. There's a nice long tagline. It's the one I couldn't remember, but that's why you'll keep remembering the guy with the long tagline. But really telling us how that we can be an authority, everything he said, I just couldn't parallel more, because it's so true. I tell service companies all the time, like when you're getting ready to launch a service company, I say, join the Better Business Bureau. For no other reason than to have that logo. It's amazing how you can leverage trust because they have trust. Like, you know, it's day one. Everybody was like, well, what can I do? They want to do something really fancy. I go, wait, number one, you have no credibility right now. Okay. Not, you have none. So let's try to create two ways of doing it really quick. Number one is an association. Try to create yourself with every industry association you can, Better Business Bureau, and/or number two is stack all your employees up, and how many years experience do you have? Mm-hmm. Leverage the entire team. And I said, that's kind of the one too, because building an authority, they have to trust that you can deliver on what it is you're selling and/or, you know, promising.
Absolutely. And to me, that's the biggest value of PR, Sean, is it's not the short-term lead flow from that Forbes hit or that interview. It's the ability to remarket that for the next 20 years on your website. It is a stamp of credibility called an authority halo. And so again, leaders that are listening to this, go through your bio right now on LinkedIn, go through your website. If you are not associating your brand, your current brand with other brands that your audience already knows, trusts, and respects, it's a quick tactical shift you can make that will matter tremendously.
All right. Again, we have Rusty Shelton with me here today. Everything will be in the show notes. How can they connect with you, Rusty?
Yeah, Sean, too. RustyShelton.com is a good home base for people. I do a lot of speaking, a lot of workshops with EO, YPO, other leadership conferences. ZilkerMedia.com is a home base for our agency. And then ForbesBooks.com for people that are thinking about writing a book.
Okay. Audience, thank you so much for listening. As I've shared, the podcast continues to humble me in how successful and around the globe the people that listen to it blows me away. So thank you so much. Tell five others about it. If you give it a kind review, or give it whatever review you think it deserves, I'm fine. But thank you so much for listening. We got some great interviews coming up. I teach a lesson every week. This podcast is brought to you by GetStartedMarketing.com. You need more leads. You need more sales. You just don't understand how to market. They're an authority on it. Reach out to GetStartedMarketing.com. We're going to talk again real soon.